Warp Pipe Wednesday.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Warp Pipe Wednesday. I'm Russ Lyman.
I'm NES Addict.
And it is summer, but here in Connecticut, it was freaking chilly here, Jay.
Really?
It's so sporadic with the weather. It was super hot last Saturday, like 97. And then today, it was like, I want to say 80s.
It was just like really, 81. It's just been like really cloudy. Like, I feel like I remember summer being a lot of blue sky, some clouds, hot. It's just been like kind of overcast. Now, we are having a ton of rain tomorrow, so that may be the case. Or I'm a conspiracy theorist and there's a weather machine and they're trying to depress us all, making all these clouds. What do you guys think?
Could be true.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I'm one of those weirdos that think they have a weather machine that and they're trying to make us all depressed and block out the sun.
Give us a bad, bad summer.
That's right. Hate us. And they want our summer to be awful.
I did go to, we had a little like festival. There was two. So we have Savin Rock Fest in West Haven. And then there was Woodmont Day in Milford, the next town over. So we ended up going there on that Saturday, which was 97 degrees. Of course, there's no parking nearby. So we had to like park the car down the street and then walk a few blocks. It's along the beach, so it's a nice walk. We did have the baby with us and we were a little worried, like she's gonna have heat stroke, like she's passing out.
Did you have her in a stroller or were you like carrying her manually?
A stroller, luckily, because I'm like, okay. my arm would give out holding I usually put her in the carrier and walk with her.
Right.
But yeah, we got there. They had some live music. We ended up getting some food. Like I had to get fried dough. I was like, festival for sure.
What is fried dough? Like, is this like a northern thing? Like, I know is like funnel cakes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, similar to that. So basically just ball of dough that they end up frying and you can either do sauce on it, kind of like a pizza, or you can do powdered sugar.
Okay. Which one do you go? Which
route I did sauce. No cheese. So I probably should have got powdered sugar.
That would have been me. I would have been powdered sugar all the way.
But because I got sauce, I'll see if I can pull up the photo quickly. I got like sauce all over my face, like while I was eating it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I guess you could kind of see it in there.
Oh, yeah. I see some sauce.
So,
well, it's a big, messy plate.
Yeah, they put so much sauce on it. Like, look at that. It was like,
that's crazy.
On top of it.
Is the sauce warm, at least?
Yeah, it was warm sauce. But they had live music with like a cover band, you know, so they were playing like top hits.
Yeah.
So they played like some Sublime, some Sugar Ray, a couple tunes I knew.
Every morning there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
Nice. But it was, we were getting a storm coming in. Because at the same time was the Savin Rock Fest.
They knew you were having fun. They turned on the weather machine to ruin
it. They did. So they shut down the other festival at 5:30. And then so we ended up like, all right, well, let's start walking back because if we get stuck, I don't want to get stuck in the rain.
Yeah, especially with the baby. That would suck.
I did stop on the way out at the ice cream truck and I picked up myself a Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, I saw your crazy-eyed Sonic.
Gotta get the dirty Sonic.
I think Sonic needs to go to the ophthalmologist and see what's going on with his eyes.
So I did a little video. And we did end up
That's Sonic, actually.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
if it plays, if you guys are watching on YouTube, we did give it a taste to Gwen. So she like went right for it with her hands. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, no, hold her hands back so she could like properly eat it. She never had ice cream before. So I was like, here's a little quick sugar rush of some Sonic the Hedgehog ice cream.
Sonic. Hey, Russ, I got to tell you this, man. Okay. I'm the kind of guy that if I don't think your baby is cute, I just won't say anything. I have a really hard time lying. But your baby's freaking cute, dude.
No, thank you. Thank you. We make a good baby.
Yeah, dude. She's really cute.
So yeah, so she was super excited, and then we walked back. So forget, we'll see. We'll have you chime in on this one. We're walking back along the beach, and then we get to a part where there's It's like a ledge that drops off into the water.
Okay.
Be a group of kids, and they're riding like their Razor scooter off the ledge and like diving into the water and then getting back up. Like these crazy kids.
Yeah.
So we go a little bit further up, and I had told Steph, like, hey, there's this big rock with an American flag like pole on it. And
okay.
Like low tide, you could kind of walk out there.
Sweet.
But there was these three kids like swimming out there, and then they get out, climb the rock up, and then they're gonna dive off of the rock. And
Steph, okay.
Like, there's like sharp rocks from there, from when there was like a pillar and this and that. We're like, and like we're watching, I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna call 911. And like they both go off, bloop, go in, climb back up. And then there's like this old couple watching. And then we're both kind of like, these darn kids, like, And I'm like, is it because we're parents now that like I'm worried about these kids getting hurt?
Yep, that's it. It's you've hit 40 and now your self-preservation is getting higher and higher.
So luckily, I mean, they went a few times. They didn't injure anything. We got back to the car. I didn't hear anything on the news about child dying in the water. So yeah. I guess we're good.
We went to Dollywood last weekend, and there was this one that's in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, for those of you that don't know. And there was this one roller coaster, and it's called like the Eagle or something. And it's like way up on this mountain and just looks crazy. And after seeing the Fury 365 or whatever it's called, it's this roller coaster at Carowinds in Charlotte, had this big crack in it. I was very hesitant to ride any of the roller coasters because I think it's just because like my self-preservation as I'm getting older, mm-hmm. I'm less willing to take like big risk. I should have right. just like sacked up and did it, but I didn't. I rode a few other ones, but not that one.
Okay.
That
okay.
one creeped me out a little too much.
Nice. Yeah. We haven't gone on any rides yet because they were setting up a carnival for the other festival.
That's something I will never go on again. I've seen too many TikTok videos where carnival rides like do some crazy stuff. And I'm like, I mean, I'm done.
You set these things up in a day, and then yep. they're there for, you know, 2-3 days, and then you break them down again. So it's like, yep. how safe are these rides?
Yeah. And carnies, man, they're a weird group of people. Like, it takes a special person to want to set up a kid's ride and travel the country.
Yeah. Well, then I was curious too about that, because I'll have to see this weekend. They were going to have the festival last weekend, and now I'm like, they postponed it to this weekend to finish up because of the weather. I'm like, is the carnival going to stay? Like, or don't they have more bookings where they have to pack up and drive away? Like, I don't know if they're going right. to stay set up. So I'll be curious to see, because I'm sure they have a schedule to stick to.
Yep. I'm sure they do. I don't know.
I don't know. Anything else going on? You been playing any games? Or
I randomly stuck in Super C last night, and I was like, I'll just play this for a few minutes. Ended up beating it. There's one I was having a no death run too.
No biggie. Just beat it.
I've got Super C down. Nice. Thanks, Captain Algebra, for teaching me that it actually is slightly better than Contra. But there's only one level that really gives me a lot of trouble, and there's these little blue spider crabs. And then there's like these ribs, and there's these things that shoot out. Oh, and then there's like these mouths that just come out of the ground, and they always seem to like find me and eat me. So I lost probably like 4 or 5 lives on that, and like whittled my lives back down.
Yeah.
But like, that was the only level I died on. I didn't die on any of the other levels. So I was able to build up enough men to get gotcha. To the end. I got to the last level with no deaths. I mean, I was killing it. Just that one level I find extremely difficult. But yeah, what about yourself?
Since I beat Zelda, I haven't popped anything else in, other than, farting around. I just did a live stream of Sonic CD.
Oh yeah. How'd that go?
Which I haven't played forever, and we ended up beating it.
Oh, like, nice. I used to have Sonic CD.
Beat it. Yeah. Super cool music in there, because now it's on CD instead of being on the Genesis. They get a little bit more room for more music tracks. So there's like chill vibes, and then they got some more like heavier guitars in some of the tracks, and a lot of like vocals too, kind of like almost like the bops, you know, stuff like that.
The very first YouTube video I ever made, when I went to Miracle Hill for the first time, I got a Sonic CD and a Sega CD for like $10 with a bunch of other crap.
Nice. That's a good deal for sure.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I've sold it, so I no longer have it. But I can't hear Sonic CD without thinking of My Retro Life, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Something about it just takes me back to Tyler. I mean, a lot of games do, but that one in particular.
Nice. Yeah. So that was a fun one. Glad I popped that in. I was trying to think of something for next week. So maybe I'll stream Super C.
Also, my son and I told you last time we had been playing Luigi's Mansion. Well, we've been playing it pretty hardcore, and we're like on level 9, which is floor 9, and we got to get to 15. So we just fought the big T-Rex and the caveman.
Okay,
and that's kind of where we are. If you're familiar with Luigi's Mansion, I have never played a Luigi's Mansion game before. I actually really enjoy it.
You guys aren't getting stuck on the puzzles.
Some of them, you know, some of them, I mean, I'd be lying if I say I hadn't looked up a couple things. The Professor Egad, he'll throw you some hints out if you're gonna get lost. I thought the hardest one so far was, I wasn't sure exactly how to get the dude, his like megaphone for like the directing.
Okay.
And you kind of have to like go room to room and pick up something that helps you in each other room. So I finally figured it out, but I thought that was kind of the hardest so far. But yeah, I haven't been getting stuck yet. Not too bad.
Again, I said I wish they just had made, like, if they do Luigi's Mansion 4 or something, like make it more arcadey, where you're just, there's no puzzles. You're just, it's like Zombies Ate My Neighbors, right? But with ghosts, you're just going around sucking up ghosts, getting like coins for high score, like,
right. It's funny, my son, he's 7. He'll be like, "Dad, just get on YouTube and look up what to do." And I'm like, "No, Colin, like half the fun of this is trying to figure it out on my own." if I wanted to like look at YouTube for everything, like that would really take a lot of the fun out of it. So, I'm trying to teach him like part of the fun is, cuz he figured out this one thing on his own, like that you could go through this TV. Okay. I was like, "Colin, that's so cool. You figured that out." He's like, "Wow, I'm really smart and I know how to play this game." I was like, "Yeah, dude." Like, I'm trying to encourage him, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
But he was doing really good. And so now he's like all about Luigi's Mansion. And he just got my wife to order him a Luigi's Mansion book bag for school. And he also, and Eric's going to love this from Retro Gaming Pandemic, he bought a Luigi shirt. So I think Colin might be Team Luigi.
Oh, how about that?
Yep.
Hey, you got to show them. I'll have to send you a link or search. I did a Luigi's Mansion cosplay. Like, I made the backpack, the Poltergust 3000.
Dude, he made his own backpack, too. That's so funny. I will definitely show him that because he'll love that. But he took our Dustbuster and, like, taped it to a book bag. And he walks around the house, like, turning the dust. It's so loud.
Nice.
Yeah.
Having a good time with that. That's cool. What else we got going on? We're getting ready. So now we're in August. So I have Retro World Expo is coming up. And I'm going to be, I won't have my car on display on the expo because they only have limited space to put other cars. And they're going to have some other theme cars there. I think the DeLoreans come in.
Sweet.
There's Kit from Knight Rider. So I had told one of the guys, Lance, who sets up the convention, I'm like, "Listen, the car has been in the convention every year. Like, if you don't want it in this year, that's fine. I'm not going to be mad."
Right.
I said, "I do have a Yoshi scooter, though, if you want to try to do that." And he's like, "I think I could fit that because it's smaller."
Right. That's kind of sick, too, because nobody's ever seen that yet.
Right. So we're going to try to put that on a van and drop it off on Friday before the convention and show that off.
That's sick. I love the Yoshi scooter.
I just did a car show. I finally got the Mario Kart car out to a car show. And there was a ton of cars. There's probably like, I don't know, maybe 500 cars or so. It was in New Milford. I got like a little photo. I did a little drone shot kind of in the parking lot where we were set up. I mean, that's just a small corner of the cars there. But check out this the pink Cadillac here. It's pretty sweet. We saw there.
Oh yeah, that's sick.
There we go. A little better shot. But I ended up placing in the car show in the top 35.
Nice.
And they hand out these rings to the top 35 people. So I actually got like this little ring.
That's pretty sick.
So I was like, "Hey, how about that?" And, you know, I met so many cool people there checking out the car and they're like, oh, this is great. Like, you know, I had Mario Kart set up in the back so they can play and hitting the sound effects that I have set up and
yeah,
people getting pictures. And I had forgot, I had gotten business cards printed up and I only had like 8 on me that was in my wallet. And I was like, I forgot to bring the business cards to be like, hey, check out my, you know, my podcast and check out this.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get some more followers from doing the shows and stuff. But
that's sick.
It was a fun time. Steph ended up coming out a little bit later with the baby. And, you know, we got to get some food and walk around a little bit. But it was cool to get the car out there and drive around.
Russ, you know who you need to follow on TikTok?
Who's that?
Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Because, yeah, he's got some cars.
I randomly came across his page today and he was showing off this, like, I don't even know what it was. It was a Jaguar, and it was located in like this guy's house, not too far from where he lives. And it was like this hoarder guy. So they like took all this stuff out of this garage and pulled out this Jaguar. And then like Jay Leno, like, cleaned it up, and like, it was really cool. So I watched like 6 TikToks about that were like probably 3 minutes each, to like watch this story unfold of him talking about this Jaguar. But I was like, I actually followed Jay Leno because of it. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Actually.
Well, I wonder if they're just taking clippets. He did have a show showcasing a car, like in each episode. So I wonder if they're just kind of clippets.
It's possible. It's from that. I don't know, but it was really neat.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You being a car guy, I think you would dig it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Get some of those sweet rides.
Yeah. Yeah. So I told you last time that I was going to Andy's house, Pac-Man case, to cut his grass, right?
Right, right.
So I get over there and Andy had been out of town for a couple of weeks and he has like one of those electric mowers. So I'm cutting his grass and like the mower just keeps stalling out
because
the grass is just so thick. So eventually I'm like, screw it, I'm just going to go home. So I go home and I get all my own equipment and I come back and I finally get the yard cut after several hours. So good, we actually didn't even get to swim that day. And we actually came back the next day and swam with them at their neighborhood pool, which was really fun. But as part of my payment, he gave me a sealed copy of Metroid Prime on the Switch that he was going to use as a giveaway on his channel.
Yeah.
So I think that's what I'll start playing next.
Oh, nice. Prime.
Did you play it?
So with that, I was streaming. I played it on the Wii because they had the Prime Collection come out on the Wii. And I started that and then didn't like it. So then I went to the GameCube and I started that and I got into the Phazon Mines and then I kind of gave up. And now I had just bought it on the Switch like 2 weeks ago. So I haven't started it again for the third time yet.
Gotcha. So you haven't liked it so far?
I didn't like the controls, the motion controls with the Wii. And I thought it'd be better on the GameCube. And it's, you know, it's older control style, takes a bit getting used to, so it wasn't too bad. Maybe it's just because it's, you know, it almost has that muddy graphics at where I'm at in the game. It's like hard to know where to jump and this and that. So I think with the Switch, with the HD graphics, the updated controls, I'll probably have a better time and probably be able to get through it quicker.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it because one of my most favorite games that came out recently was Metroid Dread. And one of the things like about Metroid is just kind of the lore behind it and the Chozodes, and I don't know. Metroid's kind of rad.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm stoked to get back into it and to get a Metroid on me for a tattoo soon.
Oh yeah. When's that coming?
September 5th is my appointment. So I still got to send them some, like screenshots of, different ideas that I want. But basically I said, yeah, we said the Metroid, I'm going to do something from Castlevania. We're going to get Link. I said I was going to do the spread shot icon from Contra.
Yep.
I'm not sure what from Castlevania. I said maybe I can do an item from that, but we'll see.
Do you know how much that tattoo is going to run?
I don't. It's probably going to be expensive.
Because my question is, would you rather have a tattoo or a Tom DeLonge guitar?
Yeah, it would be cheaper to probably buy the Tom DeLonge guitar.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I'm getting outlined is kind of where we're starting with it. So yeah. I don't know how many sessions that will take, but at least get the outline. And then if I have to color it over a longer course of time, then that's fine.
My wife and I have both been discussing tattoos. I know for a fact she wants to get one at some point.
Yeah.
I don't really know what she wants. And sorry, I'm looking at my phone here because I had some ideas. Remember I told you about me wanting the lion tattoo?
Yeah.
I was kind of looking at this. See if I can.
Okay.
Oh, is it going to focus or no? What can I do?
Tap the screen, right?
There it goes.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
So that's
kind of. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Something like that, maybe.
It's like a full chest, like taking up your whole chest there.
I kind of like this one. Black ink. This one has the lion and the lamb. So it's got some symbolism for Christianity or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, those were just a couple I had looked at. Oh, here's another one. This one's kind of rad. He just looks kind of haggard.
Yeah, looking more like Aslan.
Yeah, so I don't know. This one's pretty cool too. One more for those of you watching.
Let me see him zooming in here. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see if it ever happens, but I don't know, dude. Lions are rad. Lions are the king of the jungle, and there's nothing above them. They don't fear anything, so. I think in our society, there's a lot of fear being spread lately. And so I'm trying to like tell myself, like, stay above the fear. High vibes.
There we go. Oh, side note. Did you hear that aliens are real?
I heard that aliens are real. I have a lot of weird theories on it. And we can discuss it next time if you want, because I'm sure I could talk about it for the whole 20 to 25 minutes.
I did like the clip of I've seen at one of the Blink concerts, and Tom was like I was right, like you,
yeah,
and then they go right into aliens exist.
Yeah. Did I tell you about Starlink?
Mm.
About me seeing Starlink a couple weeks ago?
I can't remember if you did.
Okay, so me and my wife were sitting on the back porch. And I'm always looking up at the sky, and I'm always seeing shooting stars and stuff. And she's like, you see so much stuff. You're crazy. You don't see half of what you think you see. And I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm seeing stuff all the time. But I also look up, like, every time I take my dog out to the bathroom, and I'm always seeing random stuff. So anyway, I look up, and I'm like, Haley, what is that? And we see, like, about 20 lights in a row, like, all following each other, and, like, my wife is like a huge skeptic, and she's like, that is weird. Like, she's like, I can admit that is weird.
And she's like, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. And I didn't know what the heck it was. And I have here's you might be able to see this. So I got a picture of it, and on my picture, it looks like dashes because the light kind of ran. But, so let me see if I can get this to show up. All right. You see the dashes there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There they are. So my sister-in-law did some research for us. And what I think I was actually seeing is some lower orbital satellites that were put up in the sky by Elon Musk. And it's called Starlink. So if you don't know what it is, Google it, and you could see some images of pretty much what I saw.
There we go.
But it's really weird when you don't expect it. And you're like, what the heck is that? A fleet of UFOs.
You're like, let me get my phone out in 240p and take pictures.
Exactly. Yep. But hey, at least I got some kind of proof, right?
Right. Nice. Yeah, I guess that probably wraps it up, guys. If you guys want to call into the show, we do have a phone number, 949-682-9277. And you can check out the weeklywarpipe.com. I do have my newsletter out. If you guys want to sign up for that, it's on the Weekly War Pipes website. There's just a newsletter page. The first issue went out. I'm going to be doing it every 2 weeks. It's just going to have updates on what videos I put out, and then podcast episodes. And then I did like a retro throwback to like the best video games of like 1991. And I did like top song, and did a cool like Toys R Us ad. So I try to make it like fun with that. And then I was also showcasing a few people. I gave a shout out to my friend 8-Bit Fellow on Instagram, who posts some really cool stuff. And then Jay from Square Pegs on YouTube. I was like, you should check out his stuff. So I kind of want to do like a shout out to other creators as well. Yeah, in there.
Sick.
So check that out. Go sign up at theweeklywarpipe.com/newsletter, essentially. And then, yeah, we got new episodes every Saturday at 7 a.m. with the Weekly Warp Pipe. Coming to hang out with me and Jay.
That's right.
Sweet. All right, guys. As always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit. Aliens exist.